HarperCollins presents The Super Secret Diary of Holly Hopkinson, A Little Bit of a Big Disaster by Charlie Brooks, read by Claudia Winkleman. Prologue. This is volume 2 of Holly Hopkinson's official memoirs, recording the life and times of the Hopkinson family, once of London town. I have hidden volume 1 in a time capsule. Biscuit tin, in Grandpa's farmyard, away from prying eyes. It will be a minefield of information for scholars in future years. No one could have predicted 4 months ago that the Hopkinson family would be banished to a whiffy farmhouse with a haunted attic in the middle of a field, somewhere near a town called Chipping Topley, all because my doofus dad lost his job. We have survived so far, but there is a ghost in the locked attic called Mabel, who Grandpa says is very cross, so we're not allowed to go up there. And cleanliness is a long-forgotten cherished friend, so the chances of us being flipping well wiped out by a virus are high. There will be TV camera crews and people in white suits wearing masks trampling around our farmyard, while helicopters hover overhead, making a double whopper racket. Mum is still working on the train, back to London, and having the odd sleepover. Dad says she stays up all night talking about books that she hasn't read. Not only is Mum a big cheese in the PR world, she doesn't let the grass get mown round her feet when she's at home either. Mum is getting quite big on the Village Cultural Events Organising Committee, VCEOC. Dad says she likes controlling everything and that she's got OCD, but she doesn't have a cough or anything. Talking of Dad, he went through a bad stage when we came to the farm. Way too much screen time and stuff like that. But he's bought the Checkers in Lower Goring, our local pub, and he's going to turn it into a bistro pub with the skills he learnt from the daytime TV cooking programmes. So he's happy now, which is good, because as a kid, Holly Hopkinson, schoolchild, can only be as happy as my unhappiest parent. Grandpa is on a roll after he sold his foal, High Five, to the Queen for a prince's sum. Grandpa has decided to buy more horses, which are apparently much more risky than cows, but less likely to trample all over you in the field. Anyway, Grandpa will be needing the services of Holly Hopkinson Racing Manager, Inc. My brother Harold is now lead singer and drummer in his band, so he has to shout to make himself heard. Holly Hopkinson Band Manager Inc. is officially their manager according to my contracts. I now have a smart mobile phone, but I double whopper desperately need an iPad to run my business empire with Rapido, as they say in Chile. Harold and his mate Stickley can't agree on a name for the band, so I think there's a real possibility they might split up. And Stickley wants to recruit another member to take some of the load. Anyone would think they're a bunch of removal men. My sister Harmony is swooning around Stickley like a moose when she's meant to be writing songs, and she's still into protesting big time, even though we can't get much internet service on the farm. Aunt Electra is officially thinking of leaving Bohemia and coming to be general manager of the Checkers. That should be a hoot. We also still have assorted animals, which all do pretty well what they want to, when they want to. There is Barkley, our mutt, who has not settled in well and is pining for the poodle in the park that he used to say rude things to. Beanstalk, Grandpa's miniature Shetland pony. Florence, who you can squeeze milk and cheese out of. A bunch of unruly chickens who lay their Prince Williams where they flipping well feel like it. Prince Williams, boiled eggs. Grandpa likes his with the yolk nice and runny. Various pigs, sheep and cows that manufacture poo and not much else. Moggy, who Mum says is excessively impertinent. Which just leaves me, Holly Hopkinson, bringing up the rear of the Hopkinsons as usual. It isn't easy being the youngest member of a family, thank you very much, always fixing everyone's problems and dealing with my best friends. There's Alicia, my ex-best friend in London, who has been downgraded through her own fault. My current countryside best friend, Daffodil, and Vinny, my animal friend, who may be due for promotion. Official top secret. For those of you who have been living on planet Zob, a squillion miles away, here is some classified information. On my 10th birthday, the other day, my Aunt Electra gave me the magic pocket watch with which to navigate the slows and rapids of life. When I wiggle it in front of anyone's nose the right number of times and say, Spiro, Spero, Spiro,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?